This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Put in something this week, and we ran it there at the last drive with B. Cooks running down to the post. Saw a look, and we executed it. Yeah. There was no panic, no rush.
Cook obviously joined this team partway through. Can you tell us a little bit about just your relationship with him as it's progressed to this point?
Yeah, it's been awesome. A true pro's pro. Does everything the right way. He's always in the building. He's always learning. Always on the sideline getting extra catches. Just does everything the right way. And then he's a hell of a teammate. You know, we love having him here.
There's Josh Allen on Brandon Cooks, the impact he's made in a short amount of time. And well, certainly the Bills are going to need him to step up even greater now that we have the word that it is a torn ACL for Gabe Davis. Unfortunate news from Sean McDermott there. He's the host of the Overtime Show. You hear him on Odyssey Sports sister station WGR talking about Nate Geary, who's always good with his time to join us here in the sports bar. Nate, and bad drop in the first half, redeeming himself with the big catch that set up the Bills for the game-winning touchdown in the second half. But now we know that they're a little bit thin here at wide receiver. Again, we saw a flash from Keon Coleman with the stiff arm and a big play. I mean, we're going to need to see some of these guys step up. Shakir was magnificent yesterday. Welcome back into the sports bar, buddy.
Yeah, Shakir was fantastic. Losing Gabe Davis is tough. He wasn't making some sort of insane impact, but at this point, it's essentially becoming a numbers game. And you know, I'm looking around and kind of saying, all right, well, what are the Bills' options? I'm still kind of under the impression that we could see Curtis Samuel in his 21-day practice window opened. I've said this yesterday. I'm not going off of any insider information. All I know is they have, especially over the last 2 years, used the IR as kind of like, okay, we might be done with you. We need a roster spot. Just go stand in the corner. And that's kind of been the IR for them for a couple of guys. Like, yeah, you're hurt. Are you going to miss 4 weeks if we keep you on the roster? Probably not, but like, we need your spot. Like, good later, man. So I do think that could be a possibility. I don't know what injury he's still sort of suffering from or what he was put in the IR in the first place for. But you know what else would be a really interesting move for the Bills? Elijah Moore is on the practice squad at the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
That seems like a no-brainer if you don't have the guys that you need. He already knows the offense and could get you some nice insider information. That is as gamesy as it could possibly be, guys. So, yeah, losing Davis hurts. But listen, I decided not to call Gene out because he texted me last week.
It's fine.
In preparation for this week. But I picked the Jaguars on pregame. So who am I to call you out, Gene?
Well,
like, you know, you're We're just men, you know?
This is where we're at, Nate. I mean, Gino books the guests on the sports bar. He reaches out to our insiders. He reaches out to you, Catalana. We had Jeremy White on earlier, and I know Gene well enough to know that he had Jeremy on today so that we could assess blame if the Bills lost, because he predicted that the Jags would beat the Bills.
I had Jeremy because he's a great show host.
An unbelievable host. We love having him on. We love having you on. But he was ready to assess blame today. He wanted vitriol. He wanted you and Jeremy to come on this show and say and play along with the list of guys that need to go.
Listen, the most important thing you have to know about team sports is you've got to know your role. And as the coach, Gene's got to know when to pick the guys in the right spots. And listen, say what you will, but the guy knows how to put together a radio show, Danger.
Yeah, and also I point out DiBiase picked the Jaguars, too. I heard that yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, he all did.
Jeremy, if you went into the game, and I'm going to tell you, which they did, hey, they're going to take away James Cook. They're going to take away the running game. What do you have, one 11-yard rush, not much else after that? You're thinking, oh, this is going to be a long day. What does that say about the job that Josh Allen and Joe Brady, for that matter, did yesterday?
And if we're talking percentages, if you would have told me he leaves with under 50 yards, I would have told you they have about a 10% chance to win. You know, obviously, in hindsight, like, you can look and you can say, like, I'm seeing a lot of, you know, like, Jacksonville positives. It's clear that the, you know, best team didn't win. And I just think it's funny to me because it's not a one-versus-one. It'll never be a one-versus-one, quarterback versus quarterback, right? Even in the conversations about Mahomes versus Allen and Burrow versus Allen and Lamar versus Allen, you can – the versus thing is for us. It's for the media. It's for us to – conjure up conversation throughout a week. We have lots of time to fill on the air. But in reality, when it came down to my quarterback makes a play, you need to respond. Man, I think kind of went exactly how I think everybody would have imagined. If you were telling me 24-20 with 4 minutes left, I need to take that. Like, it's not even that. The reason I need to take it, guys, is because what's the point of having Josh Allen if you're not winning that game? It's sort of what we've gone back to the last couple of years with the last two seasons. The ball has been in the hands of Josh Allen and this offense, and they have not come through. Whereas in years past, it's, well, Josh Allen took the lead twice in one game, and they still didn't win. So, like, this was, I think, a moment for the offense, for Josh Allen in particular, to sort of reestablish who he is and where he falls in the patriarch of this whole thing. And I think for me, the most impressive piece is, yeah, you lose Gabe Davis. You're down to four receivers in this game. You got Tyrell Shavers a little banged up. I mean, I'm looking at Brandon Cooks. I'm saying, this guy looks pretty good. I would love him to hang on to a ball. But, like, he is consistently doing something they've been looking for an NFL receiver to do for the better part of three seasons now, which is just consistently separate, especially down the field. He's 32 years old. He's not the same player he was, but he is separating at a rate they have not had on this roster. So I think that's been a big thing for this offense, is it's starting to open up some of the things underneath. Obviously, the touchdown catch from Kincaid. We'll look at this Denver matchup in a second, but, like, I guess where I fall on this is, I'm not surprised Josh Allen did what he did. And I think if you're still one of those people that are surprised by what he does on a week in and week out basis, especially when the calendar flips to January, then you're just living under a rock. Like, this is just what he does. He's got the numbers speak for themselves. And if anyone's got anything else other than this guy is one of the best to ever do it, you're lying to yourself, and, you know, we see right through it. So I look at it and I say, I'm not surprised. What's the point of having Josh Allen if you got 4 minutes left against that team and you can't go, you know, 65 yards and score a touchdown? So it was awesome to watch. I thought that the final two drives of that game, considering what the offense had really done most of the game, which is slug around and a couple three and outs and, you know, the screen passes here and a couple of drop passes there and some frustrating play calls. You know, we get that every week. But to do what they did in the final two drives of that game, answering two touchdown drives from the Jaguars, and then, you know, the defense making that play when I was probably ready to jump out a two-story window after they just decided they were going to sneak into the end zone and leave a minute on the clock. It worked very poetically and all, and you know, at the game's end, I guess.
It did work, and I was thinking to myself, if it wasn't going to work out for the Bills, it would have been a great day for the Sean McDermott, Sean McDermott crowd. Yeah. Today is not that day, because not only did it work out for Sean McDermott, and he was confident in his defense, his pass defense specifically, knowing that Trevor Lawrence was going to have to throw the ball and they didn't have timeouts. But the way that defense performed, and Jacksonville said as much after the game, they threw a lot at us pre-snap, post-snap. We didn't really know how to react, and we didn't adjust accordingly. And that was a big difference in how the Bills were able to kind of control Jacksonville. They didn't, and it wasn't a great game, but I mean, they kind of controlled Jacksonville for a good part of that game.
Yeah, listen, I mean, opening the game with a three and out, the first play of the game, tell me you watched that end around and tell me that that team didn't watch the last three weeks of football. Yeah. Watching that play alone. I mean, who was it? Was it 3 weeks ago? Was it the Eagles? Was it the game prior where they ran that play three or four times and just to unlimited success? I mean, they were averaging 11 to 12 yards a touch on those end around plays. And for the first play to be read so well by Milano and then, you know, getting busted up in the backfield. Now you've got second and 13 to open the game. I thought was a perfect microcosm of how that game went. Did they give up yards? Yes. Did they have some issues in the run game? Yes. I don't think that this is a defense capable of pitching a no-hitter. But what I do think they're capable of is what we saw is when their B game is there, it's still good enough to stop what I thought was the hottest offense in football. And on top of that, they were getting really no pass rush most of the game. I was, frankly, Joey Bosa was a liability at times on the field,
yeah.
Which is just not something I thought we were getting. I thought he might be the most important piece of the defense. But it turned out that, you know, Andre Jones Jr. and Deion Walker and TJ Sanders, these guys that I think are just growing week in and week out, Fedarian Mathis, guys that, you know, I can't imagine we would have thought we were relying on at this point in the year to play big downs for them and make big plays. They're all making big plays. So, and that goes without even mentioning, I think the best story going in the NFL right now, which is Tre'Davious White playing, like, I don't want to be dramatic about it, but like, that was an all pro level performance against one of, I think, the best receiving groups in the AFC that is still out there. So, yeah, just a lot to get to within that, guys, but defensively, I was quietly in pregame more confident in what Sean McDermott, Bobby Babich, and Ryan Nielsen were going to put together defensively than I was what the Bills were going to do offensively. I thought that if they were going to win, it was going to be because of the defense. I think what you got, though, is what I think is a recipe for them to win, which is complementary football, offense, defense, and special teams. And Matt Prater, I mean, come on, three extra points, two field goals, 150, 147. All week you're hearing about the youngest kicker in the league, the kid with the greatest, you know, leg of all time, and it was Matt Prater that ended up being in the spotlight. So, balance all around, guys, offense, defense, special teams. And, man, if you're Sean McDermott, Mr. Cliche, I think it was Jay Skursky that asked the question, like, hate to be cliche, but was it this bad? He's like, oh, yeah, it was balance, baby.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Nick Geary, overtime show, WGR. You hear him in the pregame, halftime. Our guest here in the sports bar, Bills and Broncos, still don't know the game time for this. Well, going back to the defensive line, Ed Oliver, what? It's a tough question to ask, but like the idea that, hey, if it's not this week, he's going to be back at some point. What can we really expect? Because when we saw him against Baltimore, he makes the game-changing play. When we saw him for a half against Carolina when he came back, he's, you know, making plays again, but I don't know what to expect here from Ed Oliver, Nate.
Yeah, it's hard to know without exactly knowing how healthy he is. I would guess that the pec is fine, or the pec or the bicep, I forget which one it was, but I would be under the impression that he would have played last week had it not been for the meniscus cleanup. That meniscus cleanup, I've been doing a little research on it and looking at some time frames. It's what TJ Sanders had earlier this year. Do I think in 4 weeks' time, a post-surgery, that he's going to be week one at Oliver? No. But I do think if he's 85% of that, he's still your best defensive lineman. And if he can give you 30 snaps on Sunday, against that offensive line, against that quarterback who really struggles with pressure up the middle, I think it's like, you know, just get him out there and see what he can do kind of thing. And, you know, they dressed 4 defensive tackles last week, I think a little bit in preparation. And if they can dress 5 and maybe bring down one of those defensive ends, knowing, hey, worst case scenario, TJ Sanders can kick out to end because he's shown the ability to do that this year. Well, then you've got something here. You've got a numbers game. You're not going to rely on Ed Oliver to play 45, 50% of the snaps. He can play 25 to 30, get you those money downs, the third and longs, obvious passing situations. So I think he is, regardless of the shape he'll be in, I think a net positive for a defense and a defensive line that right now their weakness is still generating that pressure.
Nate, I want to talk about the backfield, defensive backfield for the Bills, because, you know, Bishop gets the game sealing interception. We talked about White having an all-pro type of performance. Jordan Hancock wasn't great when thrust in relief of Jordan Poyer, and I'm curious as to what a week's worth of practice could mean for him. We know how much Sean McDermott wants to develop these guys. I would hate to say that they're developing somebody in a game that means everything, but I there's something about Hancock's game that I have faith in, that if they do put him in there with a week's worth of preparation alongside Cole Bishop, if Poyer can't go, are you in okay shape with Hancock back there?
So I think that Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott are going to have a really difficult decision to make on Jordan Poyer. Because they opened the practice window of DeMar Hamlin last week. He did not play. He wasn't activated to the active roster. My guess is that they're going to have to think long and hard today. If they don't think Jordan Poyer is going to be back this week or next week, they're going to have to make the decision to put him on the IR, wow, open up that roster spot. And I would bet you that it's DeMar Hamlin starting at safety on Saturday night. Over a Jordan Hancock. Listen, is it ideal? No. But I would tell you at this point in Jordan Poyer's career, what made him, I think, sort of solidify and calm this back end of the defense wasn't necessarily high-end play, athleticism. It was the knowledge of the defense and someone that Cole Bishop could trust would be in the right position at the right time. I think that what I just described is what DeMar Hamlin can bring. He's not going to bring the A-plus athleticism, but he's been in this system for 5-plus years. He's been a starter in this system for 20-plus games. He's played playoff games. To me, it is, I would obviously, everyone would rather have Jordan Poyer out there. But I think that getting him back in the lineup next week, it just makes sense to insert him in the lineup. And that's the move that I would make if I were Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean. But if it is Jordan Hancock, I think a week of preparation will definitely help. He just looked a little out of place, out of sorts. And that's where I think I'm leaning towards either A, Cam Lewis, or B, I just think DeMar Hamlin makes a ton of sense, because that's a guy that is just going to walk off the bus and be able to know where he's supposed to be. And Sean McDermott, Bobby Babbage, they're going to have trust that even if he might not be able to get that interception or make that play, that he'll be in the position to make sure that the offensive player isn't able to make the play. And I think that's going to go a long way. I think the experience and the knowledge of this defense it just will trump whatever, you know, athleticism that Jordan Hancock can bring to the table.
Nate Geary, our guest here in the sports bar. So, Nate, I'm not ready to pick this game. You're not ready to pick this game. So
no,
we're just kind of diving in. But what is the biggest challenge for challenges and opportunities, as we say in sales? What is the biggest challenge? What's the biggest opportunity for Buffalo heading into this game, matching up against this opponent?
Speaking my language, I'm a sales guy. I love
it.
I don't want to necessarily, I don't want to make dramatic sweeping assessments after a game like Sunday. All of these games, they happen in a vacuum. But if you were to ask me last Friday, who would I rather have played in the first round, the Denver Broncos or the Jacksonville Jaguars? I would have told you the Denver Broncos. Of course, they're right now, they probably get after the rush, the quarterback with the best of them in the league, especially from the edges. Cooper and Danito are, you know, I mean, they are legitimate. They're better than any edge rusher the Bills could put on the field right now. But they're smaller and they're quicker. And we saw what the Bills' offensive game plan was last year in the wild card round against them. And they really did not make a huge impact in that playoff game. Their strength is not up the middle. They're not going to generate a ton of pass rush from the interior, and even if they were, I'd like the Bills' chances again with the offensive line up front. This is not Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, right? They don't have one guy on the edge that is 6'6", 275 pounds, and an absolute freak. These are speed rushers that hit the edge. I think, A, it leans to an advantage in the run game. I do not think this is the same run defense we're going to see that we saw last week in Jacksonville. This is probably the weakness of their defense, is right up the middle, those duos, those sweep plays. I think we're in for a big James Cook game. And on top of that, the linebackers. That's really where I think the Bills can start to take advantage of this Denver Broncos defense with their tight ends, their three tight end sets, Reggie Gilliam, putting them in. And if the Bills can get them in base 4-3 looks, man, oh, man. Or, well, in their case, it'd be 3-4. Man, oh, man, I think they could really start to take advantage of them. And, yes, I suspect that, you know, Patrick Surtain Jr. will probably line up every play across from Brandon Cook. So I think it could also be a big Khalil Shakir game. One of my biggest chess pieces that I'm most interested in is, are they willing to put Patrick Surtain in the slot and line up against and try to take out of the game Khalil Shakir, especially after going 12 for 12 last week? I wonder if that's maybe their game plan, instead of saying, hey, let's lock down Brandon Cooks. We think Riley Moss can handle that. They got Jadae Barron, though, the kid that I think a lot of Bills fans were interested in drafting in the draft process, been playing really good slot corner for them. So they may feel confident that, you know, their rookie can you know, withstand whatever Khalil Shakir can throw at him. But what I'll say, guys, is I think this is a ripe matchup for the Bills offensively. Their strength against our strength is sort of our strength versus their weakness. And I really like that matchup quite a bit, you know, Bills offense versus their defense.
What about if you flip it and look at the Bills defense? We know that they've struggled at times this season against the run. Does Denver have anything there? Could they sneak up on the Bills with their run game, or is this going to be solely on the arm of Bo Nix?
They really miss J.K. Dobbins. R.J. Harvey's a nice player. He's more of a change of pace back. They have not been the same team on the ground since Dobbins went to the IR, and, you know, he's not going to be available for this game. And, you know, they've got a couple of other, you know, they got a couple of other, like, change of pace backs, but this is not a rushing attack I'm overly concerned about from Denver. And on top of that, you know, listen, I think if you're going to have Christian Benford, I think is the right move, but I would wonder if maybe I line Benford up with the speed of Troy Franklin versus having Benford lock down a Cortland Sutton, because Cortland Sutton's not beating you with speed. And if he's not beating you with speed, I think I feel pretty comfortable at this point saying, let's just throw Trey on Cortland Sutton and let's worry about the speed guys, the Mims and the Franklins of the world. Or, you know, they've got Pat Bryant as well, a rookie that they really like on the other side. Maybe that's the route they go. But, you know, at this point, it's an offense that I think is a lot like Buffalo's, where they slog around for 2-3 quarters, and Bo Nix has got like a 4.5 yards average depth of target on his throws. They just don't really stretch the field very much. This is not This is not the same offense the Bills will be pacing this week in Denver, opposed to the one they just saw with Brian Thomas Jr., who can get vertical with the best of them, Parker Washington, who's got the kind of do everything. I would say if you were comparing this group of wide receivers to the one in Denver or to the one in Jacksonville, I mean, it's like the Walmart version of all of them. So I respect them. They're the one seed. They won that division. I think a pretty difficult one. But all in all, guys, like, I think this is a great matchup, both offensively and defensively, for the Bills if they've got their, you know, kind of P's and Q's in order. I do expect the Bills to win this game. I feel much better about their chances at winning and winning a little bit more comfortably than they did the week prior. And guys, if you remember a couple weeks ago, was it 35-0? Or it was a blowout. I don't know if I might be thinking of a different game, but the Jaguars absolutely dominated Denver in Denver just a couple of weeks ago. So I'm just, again, every game's in a vacuum. I'm not going to make indictments on what this matchup can be because of previous matchups, but I really like the matchup in this game, both offensive and defensively, in the favor of the Bills.
Normally, this is the time where we'd say, hey, tune in for the Buffalo Bills pregame. It starts at X. We still don't know.
We have no idea.
I mean, what do you think? The NFL, Josh Allen prime time, right? I mean, for fans, I think 4:30 most of us would sign up for, but any insight there, Nate?
Yeah, I mean, traditionally, right? So I think the other game's the one seed it's Seattle versus the 49ers.
It's also a 1-6, yeah.
Why would we want to put the third matchup of a prime in the primetime slot? That's my thought on it. I think if you're looking at star power, that's Josh Allen. But it's just, though, I would say out of the markets there, you know, Buffalo's the smallest market of those groups. So that could also come into play. I'd be willing to bet it's the 8 o'clock game, the prime time, but I was perusing FanDuel and they have it listed as 4 o'clock. However, they also had Notre Dame in the college football playoff about 2 hours before with a game scheduled. So I'm not going to let FanDuel break my heart again.
Nate, great talking to you. Thanks for making time for us. We'll be listening no matter what the time is on Saturday. We'll be listening in the Odyssey app to your work on the pregame and your work during the coverage of the pregame, the postgame as well.
My pleasure, guys. As always, I'll be looking forward to that Gene text on Friday as we lock in next Monday. Nate, you could call me out if you want, but I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm picking the Bills this time, and I swear to God, Gene, if you don't, I'm coming for you.
All right, I'll make that choice on Friday. Nate, yeah, call me out. I deserve it. Nate, appreciate you, bud.
Of course, guys.
There he is, Nate Geary. Hear him on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, pregame, postgame, the overtime show. Always good to have him on here with us here in the sports
market. What do we say on this show?
No one cares when you're right.
Only when you're wrong.
That's right.
I was wrong.
You're hearing it.
Yep, I'm hearing it.
You're hearing it. Yeah. Yeah, no one cares when you're right. Oh, Catalano.
See that?
27-24. I got it right. Don't you wait? Can't you wait for my? Yeah, Mike, we don't care when you're right. Nobody cares when you're right. We only want to tell you when you're wrong. But congratulations on getting the score. I think I said 27-21. I was close.
Yeah, close.
But I did hit the Cole Bishop. But nobody cares that I hit the Cole
no
Bishop.
No one cares.
Nobody cares. We got to take a break. Happy hour is on the way. As it is a Victory Monday, you know we will be celebrating as only the sports bar can celebrate. We'll do that coming up after the break. We'll take your calls as well. We have plenty of time. If you want to pull up a stool and join us, talk about yesterday's win in Jacksonville. Look ahead to the matchup on Saturday in Denver. The number is 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here.
More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.